This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Malik Turkai, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is M-A-L-I-K. Last name is T-E-R-K-I. That's T-E-R-K-I. On March 1st, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, reviewed the medical bills, comma, and took the history directly from the patient and a family member who acted as a translator the evening of March 1st, 2024, when the patient returned home from work, period. The family member acted as a translator and helped extensively to get the pertinent history that was also noted in the medical records, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 30-year-old male who was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 13th, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained significant injury when he was rear-ended and the vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was a jerk, period. He struck his head on the headrest on rebound, period. He had immediately slight pain that worsened over the next few minutes, period. The pain occurred in the neck, radiating down his right arm into his hand and fingers with tingling, period. He initially had dizziness as well as some low back pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still experiencing neck pain, period. He occasionally has numbness and tingling down his right arm, and at times has problems opening his right hand, period. New paragraph. The cervical pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. Initially, he was told that he may have a fracture of his cervical spine, and that later had to be ruled out, period. The patient's pain is worse when he drives more than 3 hours, period. When it occurs, it is a constant pain, period. The pain averages approximately 4 hours per day, period. The numbness and tingling down his right arm goes into the fingers, period. The pain is described as a dull and pressure-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. At times, he has weakness of his right arm, period. With use of his right arm, he has problems opening his right hand from the fist, and this is worse with physical activity, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen in the emergency room at St. Vincent's, period. He was treated and released after a CAT scan and told that there was a possible fracture, but it later had to be ruled out by MRI, period. The next day he was seen at Central Indiana Orthopedics. Exam performed, MRI was done. He returned for follow-up and had physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 20 pounds, comma, sports, comma, problem sleeping on his right side, comma, carrying children, comma, and working out, period. New paragraph. Under medications, he denies chronic medicines other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is unremarkable. new paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck or right arm in the past period. He did sustain a slight laceration to his right hand due to a fall in 2014, but it only required sutures and there was no permanency or pain period. In terms of prior automobile accidents, he has not had any major accidents, only minor accidents, and none requiring any significant treatment, period. The patient has not had any work-related injuries, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is unremarkable. New paragraph, occupation, the patient is an Uber driver, period. He missed approximately 2 months of work as a result of this injury, period. He presently works full-time but needs to take breaks at times due to the pain, period. These breaks occur approximately 3 times a day, and the duration is approximately 60 minutes per break, period. New paragraph. At this time, I want to comment on some of the pertinent studies noted upon review of the medical records, period. Emergency room report dated September 13th, 2023, states patient was a restrained driver in MVA, hit from behind, comma, no airbag deployment, comma. Patient now indicates unable to turn head from side to side, period. Slight tingling to his fingertips, period. They noted abnormalities and documented them on physical examination, which were described as moderate, period. They state the patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident, moderate cervical spine pain, palpation over the bony elements. We'll check CT scan, period. Radiology read a very subtle finding at C6. I really have a very low clinical index of suspicion this patient has a fracture, but in light of the readings, I will go ahead and put him in an Aspen collar, and we will get him referred to Central Indiana Orthopedics walk-in clinic, period. Emergency diagnosis is osteophyte avulsion at C6, number 2, cervical strain, period. CT of the cervical spine done in the emergency room September 13th, 2023 states there is a nonspecific speckled osseous irregularity at the right comma anterior aspect of the inferior end plate of C6, period. This finding may represent an acute end plate corner fracture deformity versus fragmentation of a pre-existing anterior disc osteophyte complex, period. Central Indiana Orthopedics note of September 14th, 2023 states after the CT there is a question of right lateral vertebral body having a fracture, period. We'll order an MRI, period. I did explain to him that if there is a fractured vertebral body, he will be wearing a hard collar for 3 months, period. If it is negative and just an osteophyte fracture, we might put him into a soft collar, period. History of the present illness, date of injury, September 13th, 2023, MVA. Patient was a driver, rear-ended, going at least 35 maybe faster, period. Now has pain in the right arm and neck pain, period. His wife drove him to St. Vincent's ER. He was diagnosed there with a cervical sprain, an osteophyte avulsion fracture at C6, period. They performed a physical examination, noted abnormalities with tenderness over the right trapezius and limited range of back motion, period. Uh, MRI of the cervical spine done September 19th, 2023. Indication was displaced fracture of six cervical vertebra, period. Comparison was the CT of the cervical spine. Impression, no acute or traumatic findings within the cervical spine, period. Another note from Central Indiana Orthopedics, October 5th, 2023. Assessment is next brain subsequent encounter, period. May begin driving 2 hours a night for week and then advance 4 hours a night for the week and then is tolerated, period. Start weaning out of the neck brace, period. History of the present illness, date of injury, September 13th, 2023. MVA, patient was a driver, rear-ended, going at least 35, maybe faster, period. Now has pain in the right arm and neck pain, period. Presents with a cervical spine follow-up appointment, period. Patient got MRI from Northwest Radiology on September 19th, 2023. And is here today for a review of the results, period. He's having pain on the right when he lifts things, period. He has been wearing a soft collar since he was called on September 20th, 2023, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, as well as reviewing the medical bills, comma, I have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 13th, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, osteophyte avulsion fracture at C6, period. The above two diagnoses were caused by the automobile accident of September 13th, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. By rendering an impairment rating, I am inferring that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion for the remainder of his entire life, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible and vulnerable to permanent arthritis in the neck and cervical region, period. This issue is also complicated by the osteophyte avulsion fracture that occurred in this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Continued use of over-the-counter medication, both anti-inflammatory, comma, analgesics, and topical medicines will cost $85 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient would benefit by some injections in the cervical region at a cost of $3,500, period. A 10 unit for pain will cost $500, period. A back brace would help at a cost of $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, reviewed his bills, comma, and took the history directly from the patient and a family member who acted as a translator, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.